الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We find ourselves on the second last Friday of August, and that means that back to school is coming, and it is coming very quickly. And I know for many of my young friends who are in the French board, their school will be starting in a few days, and others will follow in the coming week. My brothers and sisters, as we make preparations and, you know, do back-to-school shopping, one thing that might become apparent is that many of my young friends are conscious about their looks, about looking good. And this goes into, you know, the types of clothes they want to buy, the types of accessories they want to buy, the brands, and so on. And this is natural, because we don't want to look bad. None of us want to look bad or look out of place. You know, we want to leave a good, lasting impression. And it is the same for many adults as well. Yes, it is the same for many adults as well. And this desire affects how we all, youth and adults, how we groom ourselves, you know, how we dress, our hairstyles, you know, hijab style, and everything else that is visible about us. Because we want to be presentable, we want people to have a good impression of us. We don't want people to think that, you know, we are looking bad. Now, while looking decent is permissible, in a permissible way rather, is good, there is another aspect of ourselves that can have even a greater, more profound effect and impact on others. And that has to do with the inside. That has to do with our character, our manners, our behavior, and how we treat others. You know, nobody likes someone who is rude, or someone who lies and is untrustworthy, someone who treats them badly. You ask yourself, would you like someone? You know, do you like someone who is rude to you? You know, do you like someone who lies to you or who is not trustworthy? Do you like someone who treats you badly? You know, no matter how nicely they are dressed, no matter what kind of clothes they're wearing, what kind of hairstyle they have, what kind of accessories they have, which brands they have, you know, we don't like people who are like that. And this is especially true when we are facing challenges and we want to bring positive change to issues that matter to us, whether it be on campus or in the workplace or in school or in our neighborhoods. You see, before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Arabia was drowning in the worst type of ignorance that anyone can imagine. So it was ignorance, but it was the worst type of ignorance. It was they were in the depths of darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to bring about monumental, phenomenal, positive change. But before he was given the green light to start the official process of bringing positive change through prophethood, what was he known for? What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam known for even before the advent of prophethood? It was his character, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, referring to him, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim, and you are truly a man of outstanding character. خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ, outstanding, great character. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us by saying, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, worship Allah alone. That's the first command, the most important command. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Associate none with him. So this is paramount. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next, and be kind to parents. Deal with ihsan, with excellence, with goodness, with your parents, your relatives, the orphans, the poor, the near and the distant neighbors, those who are close to you, close friends, close in relations, you know, the travelers, especially the needy travelers, and those in your possession, meaning those who you have authority over. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like whoever is arrogant and boastful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the person who is arrogant and boastful. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love such a person. And we also, as human beings, we do not like people generally who are arrogant and who are boastful. So basically, my brothers and sisters, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that anyone whose company we are in, our presence should not be a source of harm or trouble for them. Our presence should not be a form of harm or trouble to them, but rather our presence should be a form of peace and mercy for them. And this is indeed the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us, every Muslim, should be a beacon of peace and mercy wherever we go. No matter where we go, we should be a beacon of peace and mercy so that people feel peace around you. They can tell when a Muslim is walking. They can tell when a Muslim has entered the room, the classroom, the boardroom, the meeting room. Right? They feel that there is an aura of peace and serenity and mercy emanating from this person. And this was indeed the state of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servants, my believing servants, to say only what is best. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Shaitan certainly seeks to sow discord amongst them. And shaitan is indeed a sworn enemy to humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to always say that which is best and to be aware of shaitan's traps and shaitan's efforts to try to sow discord and enmity and fights between people. You see, we often think of Islam, when we think of Islam, we think of often ritual worship. You know, what is permissible? What is halal? What is haram? Many times I will get questions, you know, is it haram to do this? Is it haram to do that? You know, is it obligatory for, you know, this? If a parent says this, does a child have to do this? You know, do I have to do that? So a lot of questions about what we have to do and what we cannot do, what we are prohibited to do, which is good. I'm not discouraging that. But the focus many times is on the things which are visible and which are apparent, right? And these things are all very important. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very comprehensive. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also emphasized great, great importance on good manners. He said, for example, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. In another narration, مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to perfect good character. Yes, different narrations, slightly different wordings, same meaning, I was sent to perfect good character. And there's no shortage of teachings. For example, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَانًا إِحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The believers who have the most perfect faith, who have the most kamil, the most complete faith, are those who have the best behavior, those who have the best character. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That the believer may reach by his good character, just by virtue of his good character, the rank of one who regularly fasts and stands for prayer at night. So this is the value of good character. If a person has husnul khuluq, has good character towards others, first of all, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good character towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good character towards our relationships, our people around us who are important to us, who we have been mandated to respect and to love, and of course towards everyone else. So, by having good character, a person may actually reach the rank, similar ranks as someone who fasts regularly and stands for prayer at night. So this person may not be doing these things, They're still a good person, but they're not able to exert themselves in worship. But by virtue of their good character, they're able to reach similar heights as the people who exert themselves in worship. And why? Because of their good character. The Prophet ﷺ also told us, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing heavier than good character put in the scale of a believer on the day of resurrection. Because you see, on the day of resurrection, and on the day of judgment, the good deeds, the scholars tell us, they will have weight. The good deeds will have form, and they will have weight. The weight will be dependent on the type of action and also the sincerity and the perfection of the action that was done. So somebody could have big actions or many actions, but maybe they're not very heavy, right? It's like having a weight. You know, you do weightlifting. And who does weightlifting here? Guys, you do weightlifting? Okay. So you have a big weight, but it doesn't weigh anything. Okay, it weighs very little. Okay, it's very light, but it's just like a big piece of air. Okay, it's hollow. So you can have actions like that, that they're big or there are a lot of them, but they don't weigh much. And on the other hand, you can have actions which are small, right? But maybe they were consistent and there's many of them. And they were very sincere, so they're very heavy as well. Or they were done with great care and attention, and they're very heavy as well. So, on the day of judgment, there is nothing heavier than good character put in the scale of a believer on the day of resurrection. Okay, so, the Prophet ﷺ telling us that the good character actions, they will be heaviest on the day of resurrection when they are put in the scale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such actions. Allahumma ameen. The Prophet ﷺ, he never hit anyone except when in battle. He never used foul language. He never lied. He never bullied people. This was not from the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the many beautiful characteristics that he had, they show one thing, and that is that he was never a burden for people around him. And how could he? Because after all, he was a mercy to everyone, a mercy to humankind, a mercy for all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at home, he was never a burden upon others, you know, taking care of himself, managing his own affairs to the best of his ability. Yes, coming in, mending his shoes, taking care of his own things. You know, so never trying to be a burden on anyone else, but rather being a form of mercy towards all around him. So we should also, my brothers and sisters, aim to be a mercy for those around us, and not a burden or a liability. So that when we walk into a place, people don't think, and this is not to please people, but rather this is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't think, oh, this person, oh, Abdullah has walked into the classroom. Oh, there's Muhammad, he's come. Everyone, be careful now. Okay, this should not be how people are looking at us and dealing with us. Rather, it should be, oh, Abdullah is here. It's so great to see Abdullah back in school again. Oh, Muhammad is here for the meeting. Oh, now we're going to have, you know, this meeting is going to go well because why Muhammad is here? Yes, this should be the type of character and the type of demeanor we have and the reputation that we have based on the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, if you are, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something important here. If you have a positive presence in your setting, if your presence is positive, and then if you have concerns, there's a good chance that you will be taken seriously. And this is true back to, when we go back to school or generally at work and everywhere. You know, let us pay attention to what we say and how we say it. You know, let's pay attention to the words that we use. You know, are we using bad language? Are we gossiping about people? You know, are we lying about things? Are we backbiting people with our coworkers, with our classmates, with our friends? You know, these things are noticed. You know, the teachers, when they're walking by, they're listening to what people are talking about. You know, when you're at the water cooler, others are listening to what you are talking about. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. And all our deeds are being recorded at all times. You know, what you do and how you do it. So when you're upset, when things don't go your way and you're frustrated, you know, how do you respond? And we always think about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like us to respond? You know, do we try to be patient and forbearing and have kindness and forgiveness? Because indeed this was the example, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we build trust, there's a better chance that we will be taken more seriously, and then it becomes much easier to have a positive influence. Understand this, and you will be able to resolve many, many issues, inshallah. If you build trust first, there's a higher chance that you will be taken more seriously, and then it becomes easier to have a positive influence and get the changes that you want. It's not guaranteed. It's not always going to happen, but it makes it easier. If there's no trust, if there's an absence of trust, then you can keep hammering, you can keep arguing, you can keep shouting, you can keep fighting, but things will likely become more difficult if there's an absence of trust. Now, this is what normally happens. You know, of course, there can be sometimes exceptional situations that may require a different approach, but those are the exceptions, right? Maybe sometimes you're dealing with someone who's very, very difficult. You're dealing with someone who has a very hard heart. You're dealing with someone who is, you know, drowning in hatred, right? Then it's a different situation, and then maybe you come and you ask, seek advice on how should I navigate the situation. But generally, if you are able to build trust, things will become much more easier for you when you have an issue. And if you do not build trust and you have a bad reputation, then it becomes more difficult to advocate and to get positive change. However, my brothers and sisters, and this is the second important thing, having good character, right? Everything that we've discussed, it does not mean that we can support that which is immoral or unethical or haram according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we have good character. Yes, we are polite. Yes, we are patient. Yes, we are forbearing. Yes, we speak with a smile. But at the same time, the balance is, it does not mean that we can support that which is immoral or unethical or haram according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because then that would entail having bad manners towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that, then it means that we are showing bad character and bad manners towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not respecting His decision and not respecting His guidance. So we must stand for our beliefs and our values, but we do it with a smile, right? Be firm, but also be polite and respectful, right? Many times, the same thing can be said in an angry way, in a shouting way, in a frustrated way, and the same thing can be said with a smile. You know, I'm very sorry, but I will not be able to do this. You know, I'm very sorry, this is something which does not align with my values, my beliefs, so I'm sorry, I'm not able to participate in this. You know, so you just see the same thing, it's the same message, but it's delivered nicely, politely, it has a different effect. It says, no, I will never accept this. You know, I cannot do this. It is haram for me. It has a different effect. You know? So the way we say things can have a very consequential effect on how it is interpreted and what the results are. You see, finally, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتِ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Have taqwa, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you may be. No matter where you are, you're alone, you're with friends, you're at school, you're at home, you're online, you're on your device, you're in the depths of darkness in the middle of the night, you're in a closet, it doesn't matter where you are. Okay, have taqwa, have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you may be. And follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe it out. Because none of us are perfect. Every one of us will make mistakes. When you go to school, go to work, you go anywhere, we do things, we talk, we make mistakes. Okay, but if you make a mistake, do tawbah, ask for forgiveness, repent, and follow it up with a good deed. And that good deed, inshallah, will wipe out the bad deed. And finally, behave well towards people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to excel in everything good, especially our character and our manners. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who bring peace and comfort to others with our presence. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, all of our children, all of our youth, from being those whose presence is a source of trouble and discomfort to others. Ameen wa akhri da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Take a quick break and we will continue.